Phil Nussbaum here, and we're speaking with Heather Barringer, percussionist with Zeitgeist New Music. Zeitgeist is having an early music festival. You usually think of early music as being centuries old, but not so with Zeitgeist.
Well, no. Zeitgeist plays, typically, we are involved in music that is hot off the presses. So the music that we play is often from the last 5 years. Yet, we recognize that in our early music focuses really on music and composers that might have been active prior to 1980.
The Zeitgeist New Music Festival takes place between April 4th and 7th. And for information, it's zeitgeistnewmusic.org. At this festival, you'll be featuring music written by Pauline Oliveros.
Pauline is one of the most significant composers of certainly the 20th century and well into the 21st. She passed away in the year 2016 and was active from the very late 50s, so from maybe 58 until her passing in 2016. From the get-go, as a very young composer, she was one of the very, very few female composers and lesbian composers that were out there operating.
There's kind of a funny story about how she started composing.
There's one piece that we're going to be doing on the Thursday night of the festival called Sound Patterns, and it's a piece for speaking choir. So the members, we're doing it with four of us, and many of the sounds are squeaks, like we'll do and all sorts of pops, glisses, and unusual vocal sounds are what she uses to craft this piece. And when she was she relays a tale in her writing that the piece was inspired by an incident that happened to her in junior high. She was in a classroom, and the teacher was a bit of a tyrant, and things were tense. And when the teacher left, in order to break the tension, she began making funny sounds. And she made many funny sounds, and soon her classmates joined her, and they were having just a rip-roaring good time. Everyone else kind of filtered and dropped out, leaving Pauline herself going, and not realizing that the teacher had returned and was behind her. So, which was alarming. But when it came time to write a piece for this competition opportunity, the Gaudeamus, she drew on that experience to write a choral piece that was truly unlike no other composer's work at that time.
Zeitgeist New Music, and the web address is zeitgeistnewmusic.org, is putting on an early music festival. Their early music festival relates to the 1960s to the early 2000s as part of early, because they do new music, and presenting the music of the late Pauline Oliveros. She had a method of composing that she called deep listening.
Beginning in about 1970, when the Vietnam War was happening, Pauline stepped back from the more traditional modes of creating music. Well, I mean traditional for her, I guess, began her response to much of the turbulence of the time was to retreat and try to, through meditation and through practices like that, to realign relationships between people and sounds and people and people through creating meditative sonic events. And that eventually evolved to creating improvisational pieces with people, to holding deep listening retreats, and then eventually she founded a deep listening institute that still operates in upstate New York, and trained all sorts of deep listening practitioners that are carrying on her work after her death. Composer Viv Coringham, who used to live in the Twin Cities, is one such practitioner, and she will be coming back to run a couple of workshops on deep listening during our festival. She's also created a brand new piece in honor of Pauline and deep listening.
You'll be playing something called Sound Fishes. Is there a specific theme to Sound Fishes?
Yes, Pauline gives us very clear instructions. So the score is a text. It's not individual notes that are written on a manuscript. You are supposed to consider the following. Listening is the basis of sound fishing. Listening for what has not yet sounded, like a fisherman waiting for a nibble or a bite. Pull the sound out of the air like a fisherman catching a fish, sensing its size and energy. When you hear the sound, play it. Move to another location if there are no nibbles or bites. There are sounds in the air like sounds in the water. When the water is clear, you might see the fish. When the air is clear, you might hear the sounds. So that is what we are using as we are performing Sound Fishes.
Zeitgeist performs and hosts its early music festival April 4th through 7th at Studio Z in St. Paul. For information about the concerts and workshops about the life and composing of this year's focus, Pauline Oliveros, the web address is zeitgeistnewmusic.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.